everybody! Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it is finally Friday, the 10th of May, 2019. If you got paid like me, hail to the yeah. I mean, the weekend's here. What is there not to be happy about? Make sure you follow us, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. We like to use our station pages for Facebook, so just search for Radio Now and give that a like. A lot of the conversations we have, we encourage you to go join in there if you can't get through on the phones at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A lot to get to. We've got Freak Show Friday. It's a big staple of our show, 7:30, 6:30 Central. Tessa is into grungy guys. I don't know what's that freaky, but okay.
Trust me, it is.
Okay, we'll find out about that. And, you know what? Something I want to share at 8, 7 Central that I learned last night. Couples therapy, I think it's going to really help.
Good. I'm so excited to hear. I love hearing your couples therapy updates.
Not even being dramatic, Alex. Like, we haven't been in 3 weeks just because the way things lined up with my therapist. She has a life, too. You know, she can't make every appointment happen. And then we were out of town, just different things. We needed it. A lot's been going on in my personal life. Kind of, I feel like it spilled over onto the show. Just I've been stressed out and really, like, on edge. And anyways, it doesn't excuse it, but I'll talk a lot about that coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. I also want to talk about, too, I want to get a first date update. So I assume you're not doing that now, but I know you did go on a date last night.
Yeah, so I really can't tell you what I did yesterday because I'll tell you later.
But I want to know. Just tell me a little bit.
I'll tell you later. I'll say we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
But I thought you said you were going to Applebee's, so you lied to me?
You said I was going to Applebee's.
Well, yeah, they got like appetizers. They're amazing. Okay.
No, we went to the Cheesecake Factory, and yes, I had my first date since I've been single, and so I will let you know how that went coming up around 8:30, 7:30 Central.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
Good. I slept so much yesterday. I think I was just so sleep deprived. And so I feel like I finally caught up on my sleep, but like I literally didn't do much. I took like the longest nap ever. Then I went to bed like so early. I was like a walking zombie.
It sucks sometimes when we work and sleep, but it is so important to get that sleep. Even if your day is like over.
Yeah.
You need that rest.
I know. It stinks because like I woke up from my nap and I was like, it's like the day is already done. Like mm-hmm. I didn't do anything. I didn't go to the gym. Like I had errands I wanted to run that I didn't get done and stuff like that. But I needed to like recharge the battery.
Yeah, sometimes you just
so
gotta do that.
Because you're gonna go hard as hell this weekend because that's how Liv rolls.
I did do this yesterday in between stuff. I did have the chance to watch the documentary Foster on HBO, which just came out this week. It's all about the foster care system, and it specifically takes place in Los Angeles, which is the biggest system for like child welfare in the United States. It's really good. I'd recommend it.
Why do I feel like I'd cry the whole time if I watched that?
It really isn't. There's just a few moments you might tear up a little bit, but mm-hmm. It wasn't as like sad as I thought it was going to be. I mean, there are sad moments, but you can definitely get through it, I think.
Does it make you want to adopt a child?
Yes. Makes you want to adopt a child.
Is that the big announcement at
8:30? There is this mother, the mother that is the star, or not mother, but foster mom that is the star of the documentary, has fostered in her life now, she's probably in her early 70s, over 1,000 children.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That's just love. Like, that's the biggest heart in the world. You hear people like that, like how that have just had so many kids that they've taken in and loved no matter what when nobody else was there for
them.
When
she first started, she would social workers would bring her like 12 babies in the middle of the night, like crack babies.
Oh my gosh.
Before they could place them, they just needed them to stay somewhere, and she would help kind of just take care of them for like a day or two before they could figure out where they were being placed. Mm-hmm. And she would do that all by herself as a single mother.
Is this future, Alex, by the way, even if you do have like your own kids? I feel
I've always wanted to adopt.
Okay.
So I would like to adopt at least one child. But yeah, that it's just fascinating hearing about people that do choose to be foster parents. Absolutely. Just kudos to you. You are heroes in your community. So I recommend Foster on HBO.
Cool. Porkchop, man, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. Excuse me. Sorry. It was good. I did my Family Feud trivia thing at the Britain Tavern. And
did you win yet?
First, I had my own team. So, like, one of our listeners, she reached out to me. Her name's Alyssa. She's like, hey, I want to come. Okay, that's great. She brought her sister. I brought my friend Chad. And we got second place.
Woo-hoo! Is that 2 weeks in a row, second?
Yeah.
Good job.
And then at least you're not going down.
My original team, like the guys that I usually go with.
Those chumps.
They got fourth place.
Oh,
were
yeah.
Were they mad that you like now started this own team yourself? You broke away?
I mean, yeah.
You're
maybe,
a traitor.
Maybe they were a little upset, maybe.
Yeah.
But it was really intense. It was actually a like four-way tie for like third or something. And whoever won moved into second. And it came down to, what was the question? Darn it. Oh. Name something that you wake up to.
An alarm clock.
Light.
And the number one answer was alarm clock.
Bad breath.
No, number one answer was
hey,
alarm
Chase
clock.
Wasn't playing the game.
And then you had to guess how many people out of 100 said alarm clock.
Oh, okay, that's tricky.
So
98.
How many?
72.
80.
So you weren't allowed to go over.
Okay.
The answer was 68.
Ooh. That's okay.
So you all went over.
But I was close.
Right, and I picked 66.
Wow,
so that's
good
what
job.
Propelled my team into second.
Wow.
Is not waking up to an alarm clock. I'm sorry,
Liv, have
what?
You ever played Family Feud?
I guess stay-at-home moms probably. May, well, no, they're waking up to, well, yeah, they would be.
Someone do, like,
that doesn't wake up to alarm clock, they wake up to their kids.
No, not always. They have to wake up before because they probably have to get a load of laundry in. No, they have to start breakfast.
But there's like things that are like natural light. I don't use it, but I've heard like it kind of like lights
crazy.
You. They say it wakes you up easier, softer, so it's not just like, eh! Well, it's like less dramatic.
The number two answer was birds. Like 10 people said that.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
What are you, camping?
Or maybe 20 people.
Unreal.
And then a couple people said, what was the other one? Crying baby.
If a bird woke us up, we're late for work, guys.
Uh-oh.
Like, we're in trouble. If we're hearing a bird,
yeah,
if the sunlight
woke us up, if a bird woke us up.
Okay. Yesterday, I had a good day. I'm not concerned, but I'm putting it out there in all honesty and transparency. Went and saw my chiropractor. I went to a doctor. I did some stretches. I'm on some Vicodin right now. I'm really uncomfortable with that. I don't have anything against people that need to take medicine to help out with pain management, but addiction runs in my family. So I told him, don't write me any refills because I don't want to be the guy that like starts popping all the pills
and
that's then
good.
Tries
you
to write a thing.
You're
so.
Being responsible.
But I'll tell you what, knock on wood, I kind of woke up a little bit of pain at 3 in the morning, but I took some last night. It helped. I got some sleep. And this morning, it still hurts, but it's a hell of a lot better than it was. So
well,
I'm
good.
Feeling good. And on top of that, I found a gift that Alex got me.
Good. A little tiny fan. There you go. Ooh.
Sorry.
A little tiny fan.
So
phone.
I'm just going to hold this up. You might hear a hum in the background, but until the AC comes in our building, this will be adequate.
It's pretty chilly today.
If you're not holding it right up to the mic, I bet you can't hear it.
No, you can't. I'm just being dramatic for radio. But actually, it's pretty cool. But I am really afraid, though, Alex, to get it tangled in my beard. It could really be dangerous.
Well, I'm glad you actually found it. Usually little gifts like that, people just throw it in a pile in their house and you never find it again. So.
No. Well, there you go. See, I've used the Christmas gift.
It
only took like 6 months, but God bless you.
Good.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ellen DeGeneres is definitely thinking about ending her long-running talk show, but it won't happen anytime soon. She said that she's begun to reflect on her 16 years hosting her talk show and that perhaps there might now be an end in sight. And when she is done, she says we won't see her that much. She said, I think once I'm done with the talk show, I'm not somebody that needs to be on stage and in front of the camera all the time. I'm happy to take a step back when I'm done. Offset was reportedly the target of a drive-by shooting at a studio in Atlanta. Surveillance cameras show the studio being shot at by an unknown person hanging out of the passenger side window of a car. Sources say Offset was being targeted because the shots were fired while he was outside taking a break from recording. He was unharmed and long gone by the time police arrived on the scene. Howard Stern admitted that Donald Trump is a great radio guest, but was asked if he liked him as a president.
As a radio guest, he says whatever pops into his mind, and he understands how to play that game. Doesn't appeal to everyone, but it appeals to enough people that style appeals to enough people to turn them on.
So he's a great radio guest. What do you think of him as a president?
Well, listen, he asked me to endorse him, and I couldn't. Donald and I disagree on a lot of things. And I had to say to Donald on the phone, it was uncomfortable, I can't endorse you. And I haven't heard from him since.
You haven't heard from him since?
No, you guys don't talk at all. We don't talk at all, no.
I really want to see that interview. What is that, like CBS Sunday Morning? I think it's going to be on the Howard Stern clip it's from, like a preview.
Oh, I don't know what it's from.
I saw it yesterday. I think it's CBS Sunday Morning, but I'm really interested because I'm a big Howard Stern fan myself.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I mean, even if you don't work in radio, he's just such an interesting guy. Everybody thinks he's so shocking. Back in the day it was, but there's a lot more to him that is shocking, like awe.
Well, he has a new book coming out, so I think he's doing like a, you know, tour.
Press tour.
Yeah, press tour to promote the book.
Oh, you know I'm going to reserve that at the library.
One of Hannah Brown, the new Bachelorette's potential husbands on the new season of The Bachelorette, has fathered 114 children. Yes.
How many?
114 children. This guy on The Bachelorette. And The Bachelorette comes back on Monday night. So this guy named Mateo is a sperm donor and has helped numerous families and individuals welcome 114 children. He's only 25 years old and is a management consultant and has grown up all over the world in places like Austria and Kenya. So
wild.
I read all the bios for all the guys that are going to be on The Bachelorette, and this season is going to be really good. I think that they kind of gave up on like actually finding husband material, and just
Thank God, everyone looks like
a nut job. They're all so weird.
Dude, there's one that's smoking hot, and like the only thing I saw in his bio was that he likes Justin Bieber. And I was like, it's done.
That's for Liv, actually, not Hannah B.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour, Trouble in Paradise for this Hollywood couple.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow along on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
You're going to learn today.
All right, time for your Friday fun fact. And I got to get some music for this one. Anybody know what this music's for?
It's so familiar.
Star Wars?
Not Star Wars.
Is it the Olympics?
It is the Olympic theme, yes. Very, very close, Liv, with your Star Wars guess, but Alex got it right today. We're going to learn a lot after the show. Here's what we're doing today. Olympic ring colors. I didn't realize this, but until I did, I'm like, wow, that's pretty dope. The Olympic flag colors are always these five colors. Can you guys name the colors of the Olympic rings?
Yes.
What are they?
Yellow.
Black, yellow.
Okay, you got
green,
you got that.
Red,
okay.
Red, blue.
And blue.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. You guys are smarter than I thought.
I did not know those.
I didn't know them, Alex, until I actually saw this. But yes, they are always red, black, blue, green, and yellow rings on a field of white. Do you know why that is?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe are they the primary colors?
Possibly. I don't know if that's
black
the actual
isn't.
Answer.
No, black is not a primary
okay.
color.
Good. You confused the teacher. No, this is because at least one of those colors appear on the flag of every nation on the planet.
That's neat.
Cool.
Dang, you didn't
Very
think you'd learn.
Very inclusive.
Look at you guys learning today.
Wow.
So what, Alex and I didn't go to college? So what, Liv and Porkchop went to college, but nobody can tell?
This is college.
Yeah, this is.
This is school hard knocks, guys. There we go. The Friday fun fact here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, hello. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Subscribe to our podcast. Search for the Joe and Alex Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, pretty much anywhere. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's need to know news, things that are kind of interesting, want to share with you. Alex, get ready to be drunk all summer long.
I already was.
There's 90-calorie boozy wine popsicles. They've been spotted at Costco.
Yes.
So if you don't have a Costco card, you better get one. I believe it's called Claffy's, C-L-A-F-F-E-Y-S, or Claffy's frozen cocktails are made with cane sugar, naturally live gluten-free.
Wow.
Yeah.
And come in six fruity flavors, apple, cherry, cherry lips, pink lemonade, ice blue, which is like a blue raspberry, mango, and purple party, which is a grape flavor.
I want the cherries.
6% alcohol by volume, so you might have to try them all just to make sure.
6% alcohol in a popsicle. Get in my belly.
I am going to put it on myself to one day test it out to see actually how many you need to eat to get drunk.
I'll
we can bring
you.
Some in here.
Oh, we 1,000%
But see,
do
I don't have a Costco membership.
Do
Does
you
anyone
have one, Liv?
I don't. My sister does.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't live here. That doesn't help.
Joe and Alex, your listeners, step up to the plate. We need you to buy these four. No, I'm just kidding. We need a Costco membership, though. We got to find a way to get into the store.
Yeah, we'll find someone.
Mm. All right, we'll have to work it out. All right, well, the First Amendment gives you the right to pretty much say whatever you want. And they disagreed with that for a while in Florida. But all charges have been dropped against a guy who had a bumper sticker that said, I eat and, well, you know, booty, but it's another word. It was spelled out. I don't want to actually say it, but, you know.
Today, bitch, I eat booty.
I mean, that's pretty much what he's talking about. He used a different word besides booty. And the bumper sticker, turns out he was right. It is within our First Amendment right to display that phrase on our cars, but he got sued for like lewd or offensive something on his car. It was saying it wasn't allowed.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, but he said, you know what?
Today, bitch, I eat booty.
And he does. By the way, that fart kind of grosses me out. Okay, once again, I look at jobs and I say, where the heck was this when I was an intern and looking for some work? Natty Light, not the best beer, but we've all probably tried some in our day, is looking for an intern to represent their brand by putting their party skills, as they say, to the test. They're looking for someone who's natty qualified, which is something I definitely am. It means your GPA and your employment history won't matter.
Oh, sweet.
See?
Dude, I could do this.
Sign a brother up. No, you went to college. You're too smart for this, Liv.
They just need to pull up to any frat party. They'll find some people.
Now, they say you have to love beer and the brewing process, which, once again, I'm not knocking Natty Light. There's not much of a brewing process.
Honestly, though, there's no better beer to shotgun. Natty Light is the way to go if you're going to be shotgunning a beer.
Why is that?
I promise you.
Yeah, explain why.
Just
why
the
that?
Way it goes down. When you're shotgunning a beer, you don't want to be shotgunning an IPA or a craft beer. It's too heavy. You need something that's light, goes down quick, is easy to swallow, and that's Natty Light.
I would argue that Keystone could be a close first or second.
No, I mean, I'm team Natty Light as far as when it comes to
all
that.
All right, okay. So. I'm not going to try to convince you. I just wanted to throw that one out there.
Pro party tips with Liv.
And that should be a bit on the show. Also, you got to be at least 21 years old. The job pays $40 an hour for 8 weeks, so you can make like 12 grand over the summer. You got till the 26th of this month to apply.
That's really good.
This is kind of interesting. Kim Jong-un and President Trump, they've met, and maybe they'll meet again, but apparently, it's now coming out, Kim Jong-un wanted the U.S. to send, quote, famous basketball players to North Korea as a condition of denuclearization talks between the two nations.
You are kidding me.
Let's send
this
LeBron.
Is alleged out there. I mean, I didn't hear President Trump say that. But
he is BFFs with
Rodman.
Yeah.
The
Do you
worm.
Guys know how that happened?
No, how'd that happen?
So there was a group that was filming a documentary on North Korea, but they didn't know how to, like, get into the country. And they knew that he was a big basketball fan, so they got four players from the Globetrotters to go over to, like, play a game against, like, players from North Korea, just like a friendly thing. And Dennis Rodman was going to be, like, their basketball coach, but it was all kind of a disguise in order for these people to film a documentary about the state of North Korea was in, and that's how Dennis Rodman and him met.
I can't believe, like, that Rodman's so cool with him, because, like, what if he just flips? He's like, I'm going to kill you. Like, what do you do then?
Wild.
I mean, but so it obviously never happened. But there, who knows? Maybe the third talk will send some hockey players over there and some baseball players. No, Kim Jong-un just loves basketball from what we've seen. I'm flying in July, so I don't know if this will be available. But Delta's testing free Wi-Fi next week, starting on the 13th. They're going to begin a two-week pilot program of free Wi-Fi. It'll be effective on just 55 flights, though, so kind of low percentage that you might get on one. It's going to give you access to internet browsing, email, online shopping, messaging, and social media. They're saying that streaming content, that you're going to have to upgrade for that. Like, you're not going to be able to watch your Netflix, because that's a lot of usage. It's like work here, Liv. You pretty much have dial-up, okay? That's all you're going to get. But I think it's kind of cool. Shouldn't that be included for a flight? I mean, is it really that expensive for them to offer Wi-Fi?
I think that it should be included, yes.
Gosh.
I mean, it's 2019, and we don't have Wi-Fi on planes. This is absurd.
The Rockets are at home tonight versus the Warriors. The Warriors lead that series 3-2. Oh, wait,
it is 3-2. I'm just excited. I'm just
What do you
smiling.
Think? Do you think that they're going to be able? I mean, every team has won at home, so this is the home game for the Rockets.
Very nervous. Very, very nervous. I hope the Rockets can win it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we'll just see. I really don't know. I don't have a prediction for who's going to win tonight because I just don't know.
And finally, maybe I'm not as big of a loser as I thought I was. The average adult has 5 good friends, 3 best friends, and hasn't made a new friend in about 5 years. Well, hey, that's me. I struggle to make friends. I'm 33. When I was 23, I was in like sports and social clubs, so we'd drink and play like kickball or like softball. That was so easy to meet guys and girls.
The problem is, as adults, we don't want to do anything different out of our comfort zone that would allow us to make friends and make friends. You have to sign up for things. You have to join things. That's how you're going to meet people.
Yeah, and I think being an adult is exhausting. So we're just too tired
that's a problem.
To put in the effort.
Yep.
But yeah. I think you need to either join a intramurals league or get another job.
Well, I'm too lazy for another job, so I might have to do that intramural league. Yeah. Do we get to drink?
Join a softball team.
I want to play volleyball. I'm not diving for it, but I'll jump up and I'll spike it in a girl's face if I got to.
So. Okay.
There you go.
That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online because we post so many things on our blogs way above what our company asks at joeandalexshow.com. True or false, the Aperol Spritz is not a good drink. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show, and if you're like, what the heck is an Aperol Spritz? Good question. I didn't know until Alex brought it up here. It looks like to me, from my little observations of it, Alex, it's almost like a Capri Sun, which of course is why you would be talking about it, right?
An Aperol Spritz, in my opinion, is one of the best drinks of all time, but there is this viral story. Some guy at the New York Times wrote that all over Twitter people are retweeting it and debating. He says the Aperol Spritz is not a good drink.
He did this just to get people triggered because I tried one about 2 months ago. One of the best drinks I've ever had in my life.
The best.
So refreshing.
So what is it then? Because I don't have a clue. I'm a guy that's like, I'll take a Manhattan or a gin and tonic.
It's Prosecco or sparkling wine, a little bit of Aperol, and then a splash of soda water and like a little bit of citrus that you put it in a glass over ice, a little garnish of an orange wedge, and you serve it.
So that doesn't sound terrible.
No.
I don't know if it'd be my thing, but you like that sweet kind of a drink?
And you get it in like a wine glass.
Yes, but it's not over the top sweet, because I don't like over the top sweet, and it's really not, and it's kind of fizzy. I think it's super refreshing, and also it's really good if you're hungover.
How
is
that?
It's perfect because the bubbles from the soda water and the Prosecco help to settle your stomach, and the citrus is just very refreshing that it helps the nausea that you might get when you're hungover. It's just an all-around perfect drink when you're hungover.
I have alcoholic experts surrounding me. I'm very, very lucky to have this in my life. 833-JOE-ALEX. Has anybody actually tried one of these and actually liked it? Or do you agree with this guy from the New York Times saying, oh, this is disgusting?
He says that the drink lacks complexity. And
I would agree. It sounds really basic to me.
Says if it is not served immediately, the ice will melt and dilute things. So then you get a watered-down version of something that's not even the best expression of the drink. But the thing is, an Aperol Spritz it's light. I think it's sexy. It's served in Italy a lot during breakfast. Instead of a mimosa, what they do in Italy is they bring you an Aperol Spritz and you're supposed to drink that like a palate cleanser type of thing while you're eating breakfast. I'm 99% sure that I was told that before. I've never been to Italy myself.
No, it is. It's really big in Italy.
Okay.
I do know that.
So it is an Italian drink.
Pork chop, bro. Have you ever heard of an Aperol Spritz before? Have you ever tried one?
I actually have not.
Okay.
They're really good. And this guy who wrote this article, him saying that that's any freaking drink,
I was going to say that
too.
That's
any drink. That's even if you order like a soda.
Yeah.
Or like
vodka cranberry, anything.
Anything with ice. Obviously, if it melts, it dilutes the drink. Duh.
Moscow
also,
Mule, Mojito.
Two, him saying it isn't complex enough. It has like five different ingredients. This is the guy that wants like evaporated like vodka.
So
just wants to like inhale it or some crazy stuff.
Where
like
is
that?
This at so people can actually chime in and decide if it's a good drink or not?
It's on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show, and also on Instagram. You can vote at Joe and Alex Show.
Go ahead, Alex.
To be called a spritz, a drink has to loosely follow this formula: 3 parts bubbly, 2 parts bitter, 1 part soda. Add citrus. It is such a simple, easy, sexy, flirty drink,
yes.
And it's pretty in Instagram pictures. It's like the dream drink,
and also the bitters really, really help to settle your stomach as well.
If you're not on the Aperol Spritz train, where
get
have you
off.
Been?
Like, get off.
I think I've been run over again because I don't know what they're talking about. I hope that you're having yourself a good day. I really do. I hope you're having a great week and you're looking forward to what's ahead of you. If not, I guarantee you, this next minute of audio you're about to hear will make you realize that your life is good and that you listen to the dumbest people possible in radio. I take that back. I hate saying this. God, Alex actually sounds kind of smart, and it's what you're about to hear. Not that she normally doesn't, but I don't think she messed up on this one. But one cool thing about the job is getting to talk and hang out and interact with you. One thing I personally don't enjoy, maybe you guys do, you can speak up. I don't like meetings. I like meeting people, but I don't like the in-house meetings, and I don't like recording commercials. I like telling you about something if you ask me about, like, hey, where'd you get your Jeep at? Like, oh, Champion Crestor Jeep Dodge Ram, 96th in Michigan, blah, blah, blah. I like telling you that, but I don't like recording commercials and do that's just it, that's not my fun thing. I like to interact.
I can tell.
Well, you're gonna tell because I have a hard time speaking when I'm live. Not that good, but I'm a lot better live than I am recorded. It just
I don't know why you struggle so much with doing that. I don't mind cutting commercials.
You never mess up.
I don't mind. It just doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I think it's honestly kind of fun.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think it's just because I mess up so much. I don't know why.
You just have to pretend you're live. That's
so all. So we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, Radio Now 100.9. We're also on the air in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now. So we are cutting a promo for a March of Dimes event that's going to be happening in Indianapolis, Indiana. So you kind of have an idea like, wait a minute, if you're in Houston, like, that's not here. This is raw. Only thing I did is I edited because I do kind of swear sometimes. Mm-hmm. But this is what happened yesterday. And maybe I need to start listening to Alex, which, once again, I don't want to say, but this is what happened yesterday. And if you want me to stop it, just tell me to stop it. Otherwise, it'll roll through. Every baby deserves the best possible start. March of Dimes fights for the health of all moms and babies by supporting research, leading programs, and providing education and advocacy. Okay.
That's a first stumble.
Let's stop. Yeah. I was trying to say advocacy, which I still struggle to say, but it gets worse. I can't say advocacy.
Advocacy.
I can't say advocacy.
Advocacy.
No, you're saying it's advocacy.
Oh, advocacy. Oh, see, I got you to say it.
Okay, now see, I got the web girl trying to tell me to say it, and you're saying, where did you come up with word at?
I got all twisted up.
Oh, God, it's terrible. It gets worse. Listen. Can we keep this in the promo? Here we go. And providing education and advocacy. Oh, God, mother f***. Now, I apologize. It's not appropriate language for the March of Dimes, but I was frustrated in that moment, okay? Because I could not say advocacy. I can't. I still can't. I have to break it down like I'm biting my tongue. Advocate.
I'll just say that part. Why don't I just start the spot?
Because I'm f***ing it now. I feel like I'm committed. And providing education and advocacy. And providing education and advocacy. Okay, Alex, fine. Yeah, so now here it is with Alex leading magically. It's perfect. Listen to the end of this.
Every baby deserves the best possible start. March of Dimes fights for the health of all moms and babies by supporting research, leading programs, and providing education and advocacy.
Join Radio Now 100.9 for the March for Babies in Central Indiana on Saturday, June 1st at the campus of IUPUI.
Registration is at 9 a.m. and we'll kick off the march at 10 a.m.
When you march for babies, you become part of a community that can solve even the toughest problems, and that makes the future brighter for all of us.
Sign up for the March for Babies at RadioNowIndy.com.
Okay, so that was, I don't know why I can't speak. I cannot say advocacy.
Funny.
Well, that's a little behind the scenes. You think you're listening to the most professional radio show in the world?
Takes a lot of work to get here.
You're not. It's just the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Trouble in paradise for this Hollywood couple. Looks like Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. Sources say the boyfriend singer is talking to his ex, Selena Gomez, again. The sources add that Selena avoided the Met Gala because she thinks that Hailey is a phase and that Justin is going through this
married.
Phase.
He's not a phase.
She says, supposedly, that Hailey even knows that it's all a phase. Justin recently said, apparently, that he still loved Selena and Hailey lost it.
Wait.
I'm living for this if it's true.
This is so juicy.
If true, juicy AF.
Oh my gosh.
I think he's just going through stuff. I don't think Bieber's going to go anywhere.
Guess we'll find out.
Hope not.
Sean Diddy Combs broke down in tears during an interview with Essence Magazine while talking about his late soulmate, Kim Porter. This will be his and his kid's first Mother's Day without her, and he expressed how hard it's been. She passed away in November after losing a battle with pneumonia unexpectedly.
They say time heals all wounds. When it comes to your mother or mothers, I don't think that's the case. You know, I mean, I think we have the strongest being. Like, if it comes to, like, a category of who's the strongest being on the face of the earth, it would have to be black mothers. I don't think anybody can ever understand how hard it is to be, you know, to be a black mother.
That hurts so much to hear that, because I never see that side of Diddy. Like, I never seen it, at least. And you can just feel the pain that he is in right now.
Yep. Pennywise the Clown is back for It Chapter 2. And the first trailer was released yesterday. The adult versions of The Losers Club are unveiled with Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, Andy Bean, Isaiah Mustafa, and Jay Ryan returning to the town of Derry after being haunted by Pennywise, played by Bill Skarsgård, as children. As fans recall, Stephen King's first novel, it has been split into two films. So the first follows the story of the kids in the Losers Club, like we saw in the 2017 movie, which is dubbed Chapter 1. This second movie is a parallel tale of their adult selves who reunite 27 years later to new Pennywise threats. And they all go back to Derry together as adults. So they were kids before, now they're adults, right? So here's a little snippet of the trailer for It Chapter 2.
Liv, just do me a favor. I want you to leave the room, go outside, and just cover your ears, okay?
I
think Alex wants me to listen.
I do.
She likes putting me through this pain.
I'm not going to put up with her later when she's crying. Here we go.
This meeting, the Losers Club, has officially begun.
We can do this, but we have to stick together.
Hello.
Yeah! Oh, my body is ready. Let me get in that sewer, baby. Pennywise, daddy.
No, stop.
Gosh. I love whenever I make jokes like that. Porkchop's face is just stoic. Like, he doesn't even crack a smile. He's just like, Alex is a freaking weirdo. George Clooney talked about his motorcycle accident where he thought that he was dead. He said that Amal, his wife, decided now he cannot ever ride motorcycles again.
I was on a motorcycle scooter, but a big one, and I hit the guy. A guy turned in front of me, and I hit him at about 70 miles an hour. So I got launched, and I crushed his windshield in with my head, and then I went flying up in the air afterwards. Knocked me out of my shoes. I mean, a proper accident. And I actually thought that was it, you know, and if you did it 100 times, you know, 99 times, I wouldn't be around for it. So I used up 9 lives, and then my wife and I sort of said, okay, I'm off all 2 wheels.
I didn't realize, Alex, that he was going that fast when that accident happened.
Yeah, really scary.
I thought it was
scary.
Like a slower speed. Like, yeah, he's lucky he's not dead or crippled.
He could have been dead, yep. Coming up, in less than an hour, Kim and Kanye had a baby!
What?
Yep.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
She's a very freaky girl.
Freak Show Friday. Oh, we love having you on. No matter how freaky you are, it's your chance to call in and share. Sometimes we offer advice to you, or sometimes we just judge you with horror and shock. Either way, Joe and Alex Show, email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @joeandalexshow, and we could have you on the show. Who are we talking to this morning, Alex?
We're talking to Miss Tessa.
Hi, Tessa. You're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday.
Hey.
What up?
Well, I'm into really grungy guys.
Okay. Like, where's that Nirvana, Joe?
Okay. Give me a second. I'll get you some Nirvana if that's your style. Explain, though. What does that mean?
Well, like real grunge, like dirty, not PacSun Skater or something lame like that, like legit unwashed hair, dirty clothes. Okay. So to set the standard, Post Malone is too clean.
Post Malone is too clean?
Well, I don't think I got any grunge music that grungy for her, then.
Ew! Post Malone to me is a garbage pail kid. Like, he is the grossest person.
He's the human version of Oscar the Grouch.
Yes!
But nicer.
Well, and to be fair, like, my ex was a garbage man. Like, his diet was basically... Yeah. His diet was just Doritos and cigarettes. So
Cigarettes. And you thought that was hot?
Oh, yeah. Like, so, yeah. so yummy.
Okay, I'm gagging, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we broke up like 3 years ago, so I've been dating someone new for a couple of months, mm-hmm. and I'm really into him, but he's not even close to my type. He showers every day.
It's oh, so God gross. Forbid.
Yeah. He's like obsessed with cologne, and sometimes he even showers like twice a day. Like, again, it's just not my type of guy. I just like that natural man musk.
Ew.
And
can't you have musk and still shower once a day? I mean, because the musk goes into a funk. Do we really want the funk?
She likes it, apparently, right?
I want the funk. I want it everywhere. And I've even taken it upon myself to, like, do my boyfriend's laundry, but I'm not actually washing it. I'm just refolding it to keep it sweaty.
Ew. So you're like, honey, let me take care of your laundry for you. And he thinks you're washing it for him. He's like, oh, thanks so much, babe. And you give it to him, but it's actually just his dirty clothes.
Yeah. I'm probably a little more extreme than other people, but like I switched out his conditioner. I put some mayonnaise in it. Like, he's a guy. He doesn't even notice.
Oh, my God. I mean, I guess it is the same consistency.
That's Ew. Still disgusting. Yeah. That is disgusting.
Yeah, she likes the greasiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, what? Like, when I spend the night, like, I'll just convince him, like, not to brush our teeth. I hid some salami under his mattress, so his whole room is just smelly and amazing.
How does he not pick up on that?
Yeah, what, does he, like, have no sense of smell?
Well, I mean, so now, like, there's a whole bunch of stuff in his room, so, I mean, he's starting to smell it, but he has sinus issues, so he doesn't really ever smell anything. Like, he doesn't catch, like, that's why his cologne is such a big deal, because he has no idea that.
Yeah, he probably puts too much on and can't really tell that he's put too much on, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing compared to the way she's got him trying to smell. I think it's a good thing.
This is wild to me. Like, see, you're saying grungy. When I think grunge, I think plaid mm-hmm. shirts, ripped jeans, Van sneakers, and like, yeah, three, maybe second, third day unwashed hair. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you know, they're still clean, but you, it's like, you just don't like cleanliness.
Well, not so much like apartment wise, but like there's got to be some sort of slop to the guy. Like, it's the stereotype for like the dressing, but I mean legit dirty. Like,
I don't think anyone is going to agree with you, 833 Joe Alex. If you do happen to agree with Tessa, like, yeah, I get what she's saying. Like, I'm into that too. Do you like dirty dudes? 833 mm-hmm. Joe Alex.
There's absolutely nobody. Pork chop. I mean, you're into dudes sometimes. Would this be your style?
Not at all, Tessa. Actually, I'm like extremely, well, I wouldn't say extremely, but I'm very OCD. I like things kind of clean, kind of neat, with order to them. So now, and the reason I like that is because I hate insects and bugs. So usually grunge will bring like ants or bugs and insects.
That's true.
So is it safe to say that you like bugs, ants, and insects?
I don't mind them. The only thing I don't like is mosquitoes.
What about a big old cockroach?
Ooh.
Comes on by. They're like, hey, you guys got some of that Nirvana?
But that's what she's saying. Like, a cockroach, you know, would be in an apartment. She's like, I want the apartment to be clean itself, but the human to be dirty.
Well, I mean, I'm putting food, like, in his mattress and stuff. There's bound to be.
That is going to get bed bugs. Have you ever thought about just buying, like, a candle? You know, they make scented candles for any kind of
stinky.
Yeah, they make stinky candles. People like that, whether it's novelty or not. You could
stinky
get
cheese.
A grunge candle, a Fremunda candle.
Yeah, we have a bacon one in the living room, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that just sounds delicious. That doesn't sound gross at all.
I'm still stuck on the, it was so hot that my ex smelled like and ate his diet with cigarettes and Doritos. Yeah, that's absolutely nasty. Oh, we have some people calling in.
Oh,
do they agree or disagree?
It looks like we have some. Hold on. I hope not. Sarah, I see on the screen here, by the way, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show. You agree with Tessa?
A little bit, yeah. So I kind of like when my husband smells a little bit sweaty, like when he comes back from the gym and he has that musky, funky smell. I think it's so hot. But
what?
I still want him to shower after.
Yeah.
What?
How did you develop the sixth sense, an obsession?
Not
with
the sixth sense, the sixth sense.
Sixth sense. Sorry, I'm just disgusted. I'm having a hard time processing. I can't imagine when I come home, which I don't work out, but let's say like once a year I get sweaty and it was technically working out. My wife's like, get the hell away from me.
Yeah.
You smell. But you're like,
no, oh, I come here. I think into it's like his own sense. It's like his own must.
God. All right, Sarah. That's interesting.
I cannot believe we kind of had someone agree.
I know. That's insane. I thought, Tessa, you'd be alone in this one. But apparently, I guess that's an example of me. Well, you know what? The one person doesn't mean you're not a freak.
Right. That's true. I still think it's pretty freaky.
All right, Tessa, hung on. I think we got a... Is this Sienna? You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I completely agree. I like skater boys, but the whole dirty thing is just not... That's unhealthy. That's not even like... I don't understand how that's attractive. That sounds
you're not
like
into the mayonnaise as
playground.
Conditioner?
No, please be clean. You have to at least shower once a day. Like, I get you can look like grungy or kind of like that, but you have to look like that, not actually be like that.
I'm agreeing.
Well, Manny's
go ahead.
Manny's is so good for your hair, though. It's like a natural conditioner.
Oh, sick.
I kind of feel like I agree with Yasmin on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter. I don't know if I'm getting sick from not eating this morning or listening to Freak Show Friday on the Joe and Alex Show. Probably a mixture of both.
Yeah, probably both. Tessa, thank you so much for sharing this. It is wild.
Thanks.
All right. If you want to be on Freak Show Friday, all you got to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram. It's @joeandalexshow. I want to get right to it. Abby is a listener of the Joe and Alex Show, and she, I believe, direct messaged us yesterday. And Abby, first of all, thanks for listening. But what is going on with your family? You guys are having an argument or disagreement, and maybe we can help you out. What's the problem?
Yeah, good morning, guys. So I was at dinner with my family on Wednesday, and my brother brought up this question, and he agrees, but I adamantly do not agree with him.
Okay.
So he wants to know if cereal is considered a soup.
So your brother thinks that cereal is a soup.
He thinks it's like a cold soup, like gazpacho.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that cold soup.
And you say, no, you're the dumbest person I know. I can't believe you're my brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is your argument against that?
Well, I don't like milk in my cereal, so to me, it is definitely not a soup.
I don't put milk in my cereal either, but I feel like we would be the minority. Most people do.
I would say that to have cereal, you have to put milk. Now, obviously, you don't, but to me, that's not a traditional bowl of cereal. 833-JOE-ALEX. Yes, we have some of the dumbest conversations, but if Abby's having a debate, why don't we help her out? 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl. Do you even have cereal, or are you just only like granola?
I used to eat cereal. I don't really anymore. But I looked up the definition of what soup is, and it says a liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables, etc. But a liquid dish, technically, her brother would be right, because it is, if you're obviously not putting milk in your cereal, then it's not. That's a dry food. But if you're putting milk in your cereal, then I think that's considered soup. It's a liquid dish.
Well, then what about the next part? The cooked meat? I mean, I put roast beef in my cereal.
Ew.
Okay.
Get out of here. Do you guys remember on the Amanda show, they had the meatloaf soup?
Oh, my word.
And like the when you would put milk into it, it would turn into gravy.
Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. I know this is really, really stupid, but I appreciate that our phones are lighting up. Abby, I'm gonna hang up on you, but you can listen to this or check out the podcast later. And thanks for bringing the hard-hitting questions to the Joe and Alex Show.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you have a good one. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That is 8... I can't even talk. This is so weird. 833-563-2539. And half the time, I think Alex is crazy and comes up with stuff. But then it's like, okay, we have listeners that really want us to talk about it. So let's get into it. Will's on the Joe and Alex Show. Will, please bring some logic to this conversation. Is cereal a soup?
Yes. Because
oh, God.
Chicken and noodles is separate from chicken noodle soup.
Oh.
Because you don't have the liquid. Doesn't mean it's not a soup.
So does that mean that a liquid makes a soup? That's our broad interpretation. If it's wet, it's soup.
Yeah.
If you put water in just a bowl with a spoon, is that soup?
If I make lemonade and put a lemon in there, is that soup?
I would say yes.
Wow.
Well, it like soup.
I feel like you listen to another morning show.
My mind is
blown. I feel
blown.
Like our listeners are smarter than this.
No, I agree with him.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you calling in. Let's see if Will's the only one. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Keisha, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, guys. I think that, no, it's not a soup.
Thank you.
It's cereal with milk. Soup has broth in it, you know, it's chicken, beef stock, vegetable, but I mean, I think the et cetera part does not fall under milk.
Right, but if you go by the definition, a liquid dish, then wouldn't you have to consider cereal?
Yes, but I mean, come on, it's cereal. No, I just...
How about this? Know. How about this? Correct me if I'm wrong. What was the book they used to have out? Like, you could read them. It's like Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul.
Oh, yes.
Did they ever have Cereal for the Soul?
Cereal Soup for the Soul.
Did you ever hear that book out there?
Yeah, that's true, Joe. That's true.
That's logic, guys.
Somebody just tweeted us and said they work for a grocery store, and they said that they just combine their cereal and soup aisle.
All right, well, wow.
I'm not shopping there.
This guy was not wrong.
They're going to wrap it up right now with Debbie. Hey, Debbie, you are on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Well, I was going to say no, because when you're making soup, the point of putting the meat in it is for the flavor, and you boil it most of the time. Well, not most of the time, but a lot of times people take the meat out because the soup is the broth, and then you can add to it like noodles, vegetables, but cereal is cereal. You put milk in it, and that's just your breakfast dish.
But
it's
what if
not
you boiled
soup.
The milk?
Why would you curdle milk?
Why would you want hot soup? See,
I'm just bringing it, but I'm saying
unless it's like oatmeal.
In your mind, though, if you did boil the milk, if you did boil the milk, then would it technically be soup?
I wouldn't eat it, though. That's gross.
I know, but
that's not the question I'm asking.
No, probably still not. I would say no.
Okay. I have a friend that heats up her milk in the microwave and then puts her cereal in because she likes it warm. And also, couldn't
Liv,
you
your
argue,
friends are the weirdest people I've ever met.
Couldn't you argue something like Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Couldn't you argue that those kind of marinate
meat.
In the milk like a meat marinates because they kind of sit in there for a little while?
Stop.
And the cinnamon
stop.
And the sugar gets
stop.
In the milk.
First
marinates.
Of all, as a, okay, well, first of all, no, because with cereal, when it gets too soggy, it gets ruined. And then as an ambassador to Cinnamon Toast Crunch, even though they don't realize I'm endorsing them yet, you would never want that with warm. You want the nice cold milk with that Cinnamon Toast
That's
Crunch.
Your preference.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. They're not going to listen to logic, but I appreciate you.
Doctor.
Well, soup is hot, cereal is cold.
Boom.
End of story.
There you go.
Dr. Batman tweeted us at
Joe Alex
Show.
Doctor.
He said it's at least stew.
Yeah, see? There you go.
All right, well.
Stew.
Pork chop, you want to go have go over to Liver Alex's for dinner?
Oh, I'm going to cook you up something real nice in my crock pot.
Oh, yeah, no thanks. All right. Not that we don't keep it real, but this is going to get real, and I'm hoping that you will get something out of this, because to be quite honest, this is the one thing I probably shouldn't talk about on the show, but I feel it's the most relatable thing to anything that I can ever share with you besides my weight loss struggles is my relationships and the things I've learned and that I'm working on. If you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, I'm Joe, and I suck at relationships. I've got a lot of issues, and I have a wonderful wife. Her name's Lindsay. We've been married for... 3 3/4. It'll be 4 years coming up later this summer, so that'll be kind of cool. We've been together for 7, and you know, we've done good. I mean, I think we've done okay. It's hard for me to judge things because my parents were never together. Like, I'm like Jon Snow. I'm technically a bastard. Like,
okay.
They were never actually married, just on and off. And their relationship was not what a relationship should be. A lot of verbal abuse. No physical action, but I'm just not really good at that. And I try my best, but I've been struggling a lot lately, and we both have. But I've been seeing my therapist, and then I've been seeing the therapist with my wife, Lindsay, and we learn a lot of stuff. Now, we have not got to see her in the past 3 weeks because our schedules didn't line up. She's got kids and a family, and everybody has an emergency. We had something where I think we were going to a concert on a Thursday night, so it didn't work out. So 3 weeks later, we were great 3 weeks before, and it just went downhill. My wife shared a lot of the things that she had pent up with me. I'm not going to give them all out there.
Like, but in therapy, you mean? Or
in our therapy, yeah. But I mean,
oh,
like,
okay.
But she kind of expressed some of these at home. We're both bad at this. I'm bad at work with this with you and Liv and Pork Chop. When I get mad at you guys, I don't come right out and say it. Usually, I just blow up. I'm not really good. I internalize a lot of things. But Lindsay had a few things. For example, my brother came into town around Easter. My back was bad. It was a different thing before. But I was sore, so I didn't clean up that whole week before. I didn't help out. She was mad about that, feeling like, why am I doing all the work? He's not helping out. Like, the day of, I kind of helped out a bit around the house.
Mm-hmm.
So she was frustrated by that. And just some other things that, unfortunately, those are really personal, and I will not cross the line on that. Other things I would share. But things that, whether it involves me being lazy or not doing my fair part, she feels like I'm doing everything. I'm almost like a mom to you. And I feel like a lot of women are like, preach!
What all does she do?
Everything. She cooks the meals. I mean, occasionally I'll make something, but it's basic and easy. I don't know. I just, looking upon it, self-reflection, I pretty much expect my wife to do everything. I don't say it like that, but my actions imply that.
Gotcha.
I'm not like, yo, woman, I'm the man. You better, you know, cook and clean and do all this. But I kind of, without saying it, say it and do that.
But here's the question. Do you, and this, it's just personal preference, do you feel like you do prefer, some people do prefer to have a partner that does everything for them? Or do you actually want to change that? Or are you like, but you know what? This is how I am. Like, I kind of like being taken care of.
This is how I am, and it's a mixture, Alex. This is how I am. It doesn't mean it's right or that's how it can't change. I would like to change a bit. Because I know when I put in the extra effort and I feel exhausted, I can only imagine what it's like doing it all the time. I do feel really good about myself if I make a decent meal or dinner, mm-hmm. and she appreciates it. It's like, it's better than buying her flowers. She's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
In reality, it wasn't that
hard. I bet her
love
language is acts of service.
It's not, because every time I try to pick up the plates off there, she doesn't care. And when I ask her to do it, it is for me.
Do you know what her love language is?
Hers is quality time.
Oh, okay.
And I don't do that. That's a whole nother thing.
Okay.
I think it's just like an equal, I think some people just want equal responsibilities. They don't want to feel like they're taking care of other people.
That's what she wants, Liv.
You know, like, she doesn't want a child. She wants a husband. She wants a partner. And in her mind,
I hate when she calls me a child too, because she says, I feel like I'm your mom. Like, right. Are you and Lindsay talking behind my back?
No, I'm not. But I can get that, and I understand that. And, you know, I think that as some people, and it sounds like Lindsay's like this, she wants equal responsibility for all things, you know, not just, she doesn't want to do the typical, like, wife duties, that very typical, like, 1950s style of, like, doing all of the laundry, cleaning all of the house, doing all the grocery shopping, doing all of the dishes, doing all of the cooking, when, in fact, it's like, okay, well, what are you doing, you know?
Well, she points that out, which is true, and she points out, like, and I realize that when somebody points it out to you, I don't know why, for me, in a therapy session, I don't deny it. I'm like, wow, you're right, I'm a lazy turd. But, like, with her, I'm like, you're wrong. That's not true.
You
I
mean
don't do
outside
that.
Of therapy, it's like you are very defensive.
Very defensive. In therapy, I'm like, God, you're right, I'm a terrible, like, crappy husband.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. But I realized that, and I said that. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I feel bad because you are right. Like, if you were doing this, I'd be pissed.
So do you think it's just the act of having a mediator in there is why you are more open to hearing what she has to say?
Probably. I mean, I don't think me, at least, maybe other people like to be told they're wrong, but I definitely am defensive. I say I want to grow, but I don't want to be told I'm wrong. But it is easier, for whatever reason, as backward as it is, having my therapist there and repeating it or saying it a different way, maybe. I feel bad for my wife because she's like, I just said that, you big dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she doesn't say that, but
I feel like a lot of people in relationships, you see so many sides of your significant other that sometimes when they do say things, it might be hard to differentiate, like, oh, you're just complaining, or, oh, you're just, like, being irrational, or things like that. I feel like the people you're closest with, it's so easy to discredit them because you see all sides of them,
mm-hmm.
even if it is wrong, to when you have an outside person who has no, like, dog in the fight say something, you're like, oh, wow.
So that's
right.
One thing. There's a bunch, and I can't get to all of them, like I said, are personal, but that's just one thing that we discussed. Now, would you like to know some of the things that I learned that I think could apply to you, Liv, with Jewel Daddy, Alex, just in general, with your relationships and yourself, but with friends or whatever, and Pork Chop and me? You want to hear this?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. First thing, like at work, I need to admit this, because I mean, I can only say sorry so many times, but I do like Alex. I do like Liv. Poor chap, I'm on the fence. But I think I want the show to do so well, and I have this unrealistic expectation of things in life, because I feel like if I don't do good enough, if I fail one time, I'll lose my job, I'll lose everything I've worked for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop pointing out other people's flaws and start focusing on my own. And I'm guilty of that a lot in my marriage with my wife. I'm like, you need to do this. But I'm like, it's like the saying, like, if you point one finger, you're pointing, you know, five back at yourself.
It's like the Spider-Man meme.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Where
okay.
He's pointing at the other Spider-Man, and that Spider-Man's pointing back at
yeah.
him.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, if I want Liv to do something, like, why aren't you doing that? I'm like, well, what the hell are you doing, Joe? And maybe I'm doing something, maybe I'm right about one point, but more often than not, there's 10 other things that I could be doing that would improve myself, to hold myself accountable, and I need to focus on that and make that a priority, but especially the thing overall. Like, work is nice, but I need to do that in my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you know, there's actually something I forgot to tell you that was very, very uncomfortable for me. And remember when we went to Book Buddies a week ago? I was filming for you, like, uh-huh. while you and Alex were reading. Well, I had your phone. I was filming with your phone, and you got two texts in a row, bleep, from Lindsay.
I don't even remember what they said.
They were like, Joe, clean your room. Put your clothes away. And I was
probably.
Like, oh, my
really?
God. Should I be seeing this right now?
No, and it was probably a legit thing. Okay, that's one thing, but here's a deep thing. Can I tell you now, or do I need to play a song? Because tell you right now? Okay,
yes.
Okay. This is what I want you guys to write down and try to do. What are your top 3 to 5 priorities in your life? Like in Liv's life, in Alex's life, in Pork Chops, in Joe's, and my wife Lindsay's, what are your top 3 to 5 priorities? You don't want it to be too big. You can't have 100 priorities.
What are yours?
They're going to lack. That's where I have to discover.
Oh,
I don't know.
You don't know yet.
That's my assignment this weekend.
Cool.
I have to
okay.
do that. And I really think you guys should try this just in general. It doesn't have to be with your lover.
Yeah.
It could just be who you are. Okay, you need to work on them. Mm-hmm. Instead of your non-priorities, which I say, I don't know if they are my priorities, but I always say, my health is a priority. I really care about it. Or my marriage is a priority. Have I really been working on my marriage being a priority? Have I really been working on my working out and fitness as being a priority? And if so, what am I doing? In reality, off the top of my head, I could say they're priorities, but they're not actually being acted upon. Mm.
I'm shooketh.
Me too.
How deep did that just go?
And I think there's a difference between what people want their priorities to be and what in actuality their priorities are.
You know,
because you can say, I want my priorities to be, you know, my faith or my family. But when in fact you're spending more time thinking about outside things that aren't your faith, aren't your family, and doing things that don't contribute to those priorities. So I think it's like a very, like, you have to look at yourself and be very self-aware and be like, what are my 5 priorities that I want them to be? And what am I acting out in my daily life that
are my five priorities?
And you say 5, and this is me. I'm the guy that does it big all the time. I want to do 5. I think I'm going to, she said, to try doing 3. Because here's the thing I put in there in bold letters. You can't do it all.
True.
I mean, you can. You'll do it half-assed. It will not be good. It will not be a good job. But you can't do it all. Look at me getting all deep here and stoic. And this is a deep question to ask because everybody can say, oh, yeah. She said, Joe, do you think your marriage is in your top 3 to 5 priorities?
Mm.
Do you think your relationship with your wife is in your top 3 to 5 priorities? She's like, where's work stack up in there?
Mm.
And I didn't want to say it. I said, I think it's probably number 1.
Wow.
Or number 2. No, she said, hey, a lot of people have it in their top 3.
Yeah.
Not necessarily number 1, like, because work is such a priority to them. And I'm like, you know what? Validating myself, like, that's the only thing that I can ever really depend on and do well on is my job. Whether you like the Joe and Alex show or not, so be it. Like, I'm employed, we make decent money, and our ratings have went up since we've been on the air, thanks to you listening and telling your friends. So that's how I can validate myself through that. Mm. But I'll tell you, whether I'm actually doing it or not, the number 1 priority, and I'm going to work on this, is my marriage and my relationship with my wife. That is the number 1. Have I been putting it number 1? No. I'm a flat-out liar if I say I have been.
Wow, that's good.
That's good, but good for you for being able to admit that, because I don't think a lot of people admit that. I know with my friends, they might say they have good priorities, but I know with a lot of my friends, one of their top 5 priorities is just social media.
I was going to say
general,
social media. Netflix.
That's probably one of mine.
Social media is just a huge priority for people.
Avocado toast.
And
that's
yeah, maybe for me. And I just think that, you know, it's looking deep into yourself and realizing that's toxic. That's not really going to help you grow as a person.
Let's grow as a show and as a community here, as the Joe and Alex Show family. Simple. What are your top 3 to 5 priorities in your life? Work on them instead of the non-priorities. Support the other person if there is a partner. Support their priorities. Try to help them achieve them. They have to do it themselves, but sure as heck helps when you support them. And remember, you can't do it all. So don't have, well, these are my top 14 priorities, because you're not. You're not going to do any of them right.
Tweet us your top five priorities at Joan Alex Show. I'll retweet you.
Wow, I feel like it's the best I've ever talked on the radio before. That felt really good.
Honestly, I was just going to get ready to tell you when we go to commercial, this was an absolutely fantastic, flawless break. I'm proud of you for sharing
that. I totally agree.
Thank you so much.
Great job.
I felt good to share that. I actually feel like I can help somebody once. Mama, ooh. Oh, I don't think that's a good Mother's Day song. Sorry. Hey, it's the Joan Alex Show here on Radio Now. Mother's Day is on Sunday. If you're like me and you forgot, you could always ask your wife to order flowers today, so hopefully they'll get there in time. But yeah, mom, come on. Even if it's not your birth mom, there's probably a female out there that's like a mom to you. I've been blessed that I have a mom and a grandma that are still around. And I have actually a woman, too. I'm gonna call. Her name's Michelle, and she's like a mom to me. She's like my radio mom. So whatever it is, why don't you give them a shout out? Something that they taught you, that they instilled in you, or just a memory you have that you want to let them know how much it meant to you. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'd like to go around the room real quick. Porkchop's getting some phone calls. So, Alex, if you wouldn't mind, did you want to say something? You want to kick it off?
One good quality about my mom is she's very, very honest. So my mom never lies. I know that sounds like impossible, but she goes so far. She is so worried about telling the truth. I mean, even when she has had a job she isn't liked, if somebody asks her, I'm like, Mom, just say you like your job. Like, that's the polite thing to do when someone says, oh, do you love it? You know, just say yes. She's like, no, I can't do that. That wouldn't be the truth. So she'll like, just be like, well, I'm doing okay. Like, we'll see.
I work for the devil, but it'll get better.
She's like done a nannying job before, and the family offered not to like, you know, whatever, report her earnings to IRS, things like that. And she's like, no, that's the, even though she was making no money, she still reported her earnings because she felt like that was dishonest to do.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
She's just very honest like that. And so I've always appreciated that, so much so that she, I will say this, she dropped a big bomb on me when I was 3 years old. I asked her if something was real. And she said, well, no, it's not, because I don't want to lie to you.
Oh, my God.
So if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we're getting it.
Yep. Right,
Live the Web Girl, what about you? Something for your mom, a Mama C.
My mom is the greatest role model in the entire world in every aspect of her life. She is the best friend, the best wife, the best mom. I mean, in any aspect of her life, she truly is like the best role model you could possibly be. She always tries to emulate love and respect to everyone and accept everyone, mm-hmm. no matter if they differ from her, have differing opinions or anything like that. And she just exudes like love and acceptance. And she would just do anything for anyone at the drop of the hat at any time. She just is truly the best role model and wants to be the best version of herself. And it truly shines.
That is awesome. And Porkchop, your mom, who likes to call into the show sometimes when it gets awkward, what would you say is something you wanted to say about her for Mother's Day?
My mom is one of the hardest workers I know. She worked really hard. She raised me and my sister, and she wanted to put me through private school just because, you know, that's what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little more expensive, and she didn't have a college degree yet. So she had to go through college. She was working three jobs just to make sure that my sister and I had what she thought, you know, was a really good education. So I think I get a lot of my hard work ethic from my mom.
That's awesome, man. And I kind of want to piggyback on that. We'll get to the calls right now. My mom, Melissa, and my grandma both were incredible women. I was raised by them and my grandpa. I mean, my dad was around, but I was pretty much raised by those two women. My grandma back in the day was a fiery redhead. You know, getting older is kind of going gray as life takes its toll. But she fought for a lot for women's rights. She was a banker. She was one of the head bankers. And they tried to fire her when she got pregnant because, like, oh, we can't have a pregnant woman be seen in public. This is like back in the day. Can you imagine that? Like, now it's not a big deal at a bank, but back then, like, oh, you're pregnant. We're gonna have to take you off or put you in the back. She's like, F that.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
And she just fought for a lot of women's stuff right there. So I love my grandma for that. And my mom, you know what? I'm coming to terms with my mom puts everybody in a better spot than her. Sometimes that was at a disservice to us, like looking back, like it even put us in a bad spot as a family. And we had some tough times, but I admire her heart and where she's coming from because she is so selfless. I'm very selfish compared to that, but I feel like I learned a lot of work ethic too, and just like, you know what, it doesn't matter how long it takes, you got to get the job done, and you have to do it right. So shout out to my moms. Let's get to yours real quick. Hey, Solitaire, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thanks for hanging on. What did you want to say?
Yeah, so I just want to say, like, I'm very, like, thankful for my mother because she's always been very supportive of me. I went through something very traumatic in my while I was a child. And I think, like, with her just having my back and just supporting me, believing in me, like, to this day, like, I quit my job to go to school full-time, and she's always supported me. She always put me and my sisters before anybody, before herself. So I'm just very thankful because she's the woman I want to be when I get, you know, well, I'm already grown, but when I get older, she's the woman I want to be.
That's amazing.
That's great. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's say, good morning. I can't see your name, but who is this? Who is on the phone right now? Are you there? Hey, how are you? What's your name?
Grayson.
Hey,
Grayson, what did you want to say? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Love my mommy's heart.
You love your mommy's heart?
Yes.
Aww, you're such a great kid. Hey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. That is so sweet. That's so nice. Let's say hi to Hannah. Hey, Hannah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
My mom is literally the most selfless person ever. She raised 8 children and homeschooled all of us. Like, the older I get, the more and more I respect her and love her for that because I can't stand being around children for, like, more than 3 hours.
You sound like Liv the Web Girl.
The fact that she kept up with us all freaking day and never had a break. And my oldest sibling is 43 and my youngest sibling is 20. So the fact that she kept up with us for over 20 years, all day, every day, like, I just have so much respect for my mom.
That's awesome. Aww. Hey, thank you for calling in and sharing. Let's get a few more of these. And by the way, tweet us, please, or maybe we can put this up on Facebook. Just search for Radio Now, like the station page, because I think it'd be good if you can direct this to your mom and people can see it. And we obviously can't get to everybody. But Morgan, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and what did you want to say about your mom?
Well, my mom is my grandma, my mamaw, and I think one of the greatest things about her being my mom is she didn't have to be my mom, but she still chose to be my mom.
Wow.
That's what I was bringing up, too, because she may not be your birth, I mean, she's related, but she may not be your actual birth mom, right, the one that birthed you, but that doesn't mean that that woman can't be a mom to you. What's something that she did that you feel like she really made an impact in your life?
I think she was there with me through so much. I mean, I had a really, I want to say a hellacious teenage years, partially with my own doing, I guess, but then I had a lot of, you know, my own issues going on with my grandparents raising me and things like that, and she really supported me through everything that I went through.
Wow. Hey, Morgan, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Is this Liam? Hey, Liam, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, what did you want to say for your mom for Mother's Day?
My mom is nice, and she makes me good food, and that's all.
Oh, no.
That's great.
Now, Liam, I love food. That's one of my favorite things. What's some of the food that you like that your mom makes for you? Like, do you have a favorite?
Macaroni.
That's a good one.
Yes, awesome.
Happy
Liam,
Mother's
yeah.
Day, Liam's mom.
Yeah, thank you, buddy, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Hey, let's take this to our social media, Joe and Alex show. You can find us anywhere. Just search Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. Just give it a like, Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are about to welcome their fourth child as their surrogate went into labor last night. The celebrity couple were at the hospital awaiting their new baby boy as the surrogate prepared for the delivery. The baby will join North Saint in Chicago as Kimye's fourth child. The couple hired a different surrogate this time around because their preferred candidate was not available. And what's really cool is that while Kris Jenner was taping an appearance on Ellen yesterday, Kourtney had to come out from like behind the scenes and tell her mom while they were taping the news the Kim Kardashian surrogate had gone into labor.
My mom doesn't even know this, but Kim's surrogate went into labor.
No.
So
no.
She's at the hospital.
What are we doing sitting here? Come
I
on,
know,
Alex.
I know. I have
fire
to go
up the car.
I have a baby. Oh my God.
Jeez. Did anyone else know
Wait,
this?
No.
So we had to keep it quiet, but yes, that's why she's not here, because the surrogate went into labor, she's there.
For how long?
And nobody knows. So everyone in the audience, don't tell.
Yeah, no tweeting.
Cardi B can relate to Britney Spears about dealing with fame and her mental health challenges.
I love you, and I totally understand. Like, fame will really drive you insane. Fame, not only will fame drive you insane, but it's like once you have money and everybody just want to take it from you, or sometimes like you just have your own personal problems. Like when you're a celebrity, everybody wants to sue you. Everybody want a piece of the money that you work for. It's very frustrating, and then you have like the whole world looking at you and no privacy. It's crazy. I can imagine if you do it for such a long time like her.
Wendy Williams finally took shots at her estranged husband Kevin Hunter's mistress Sharina Hudson on her talk show yesterday.
There are a lot of women with no respect for a marriage. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women who know your man is married and will have the nerve to be right up under him, right under your nose. For you lonely girls who can't keep your hands off other people's men, there's a hot place in hell for you.
That's true, but keep in mind, your husband still did it. It's not like she's like, come on, take your pants off.
Coming up in less than an hour, Ellen DeGeneres talked about ending her show.
Alex, you went on a date last night. How long has it been since you've been on a date?
Since February.
Wow. Okay, so that's a long time for you.
Yeah, I kind of have been just dealing with this breakup. I think to be completely transparent, I am still dealing with it. So I did have a first date last night, and it was great. I mean, he's super nice guy. He is he has a great career. He is very nice. We have a lot of things in common, like I said yesterday. I feel like I don't know that I necessarily am ready to like start jumping into really getting into something serious with someone at this point. I felt like this was a good opportunity for me to kind of get my feet wet, you know, back into the dating scene, because it's been a little bit. I'm very scarred and probably will always be traumatized by how things ended in my last relationship and, you know, the trust issues that I've never had that I now do have. So there's just like a lot of things that I think before my next relationship, I know that that's what I want. Mm-hmm. It's not like I just want to date to date. I want to date to find the right person to marry. Whenever I am going on dates with people, it's because I genuinely think like, oh, there's a potential here and stuff. But I don't know that I'm like going to jump into something serious at this point or anything like that.
Do you think with last night's date, do you picture another one with this guy, or do you think you're just maybe ready to try dating but not a second date with him?
I feel like I just might in general just wait a while to go on another date. Like,
Was it tough?
It was tough for me, I think. It's hard just being with somebody else. Like, I'm just so used to, after you date somebody for, you know, we were together for a year. So, like, after that long of dating somebody and them being so intertwined in your life, it's just weird getting used to or being with somebody else in, like, that setting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense, I think.
Did you start crying in your date?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought
No, it was good conversation. And like I said, he's a great guy. One thing that I really like about him is that anything that I've ever like suggested, like, oh, you should listen to this podcast or you should really check out this show or anything, like, he always does it, which I think is really sweet because, you know, as soon as we left, he like started listening to this podcast I recommended and he texted me. He's like, oh my gosh, you're right. This is so crazy. And so I really appreciated that because that's something in my last relationship. It was always an argument. It's something so simple like that, like, oh, check this out, like, we should do this, or like, check something out that really is important to me or that I really enjoy. It was always like an argument to try to get them to do that. And so it just meant a lot to me that some guy that I've only talked to for a week, you know, it's just so sweet to be like, well, you say it's good, I'm going to check it out. I trust you.
Go ahead, Liv.
I was going to say, Joel Daddy always used to do that before we were like really officially dating.
And then it just ends. Is that just every guy? They just like get lazy?
Alex, we do anything we can to try to get with
I have to twist his arm sometimes to like check out a new song. I mean, he eventually will, but not with like a giant smile
when
on
you
his
overpower
face.
Yeah. Him, he will. I like how Porkchop's like, did you cry? Because that'd be cool if you did. No, it's like, yeah, she's like, so tell me about yourself. Well,
I don't know. The way you were talking about how it like reminded you didn't want to date again because, you know, it reminded you of, I was going to think, like, how weird would it be in the middle of your date?
Thank God I've never done that.
I feel like I have friends that have done that before.
Oh, I will.
If it's too soon.
My friend did do it. She was engaged when she was like 18. And the engagement ended because he was cheating on her, and she went on another date, and she started crying during the first date.
The guy must have been like, what'd I do?
And she didn't
check, please.
Yeah. It didn't just happen once. It happened like the next like seven dates after it.
Oh, seven?
Which it was like, just
not with the same guy.
I could see that happening. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. But hypothetically, like if my wife and I, Lindsay, could work things out and we got divorced, I guarantee you I'd be crying. Yeah. Like, how are you? So I'd be like, ah!
It's really tough, but I am trying my best to move on and move.
Well, I appreciate you. And I mean, we love hearing your stories, good and bad. Like the drama that comes in your dating life is amazing. Whenever you feel confident or comfortable again, like I know we would, and I'm sure people listening would like to have an update if you have one.
I will.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for that. Let's get into the juicy stuff right now here on the Joe and Alex Show. We do something every Wednesday. It's called What We're Into, and we share different things. And Porkchop, he's a little late to the party. If you're like, what the heck, Joe? I mean, Porkchop, we know about this. Porkchop said he was into the Chick-fil-A app. He's like, I love it. You get points and free fries and chicken sandwiches. This is amazing. We're like, where were you 5 years ago? But either way, it's still cool. But then we had somebody named Mary tweet us at Joe and Alex Show, and this is what she said. And I'd like you to address it, and then anybody else that maybe falls in this category, I'd like to know if they go to this place or not, if they support this business. It says, Joe and Alex Show, can y'all tell me why, as an LGBT man, that would be Porkchop, why is he still into Chick-fil-A? No shade, no hate, I'm just wondering. So, and help me out here, Alex, you might know a little bit more than I do because you're on top of things, but doesn't Chick-fil-A, they do donate to it,
donate to causes that believe in traditional marriage.
Okay. So that doesn't mean that they're like not liking gay people. It just means that's what they donate to. So let me ask you, as a man that's bi, you had girlfriends before, you have a boyfriend right now. I mean, why do you go to Chick-fil-A? Do you even think about that, or is that even top of your mind?
Not at all.
Why do you go to Chick-fil-A then?
Well, there's a simple answer, and then there's a long answer. The simple answer would be, I like the food. It's
all right, 833-JOE-ALEX, while you give me a longer answer, if anybody else, like, if you are in the LGBT community, if I'm missing anybody else, I'm sorry.
LGBTQ.
Okay, see, there's always a letter. I'm forgetting something here in my life. Thank you. No, I don't want to get yelled at. I would like to know if you do go or don't go, like, why? Now, can you give me a little bit, like, more explanation besides the food's good?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't bother me. Like, don't get me wrong. I think, you know, it is sad. It is kind of sad that they... You know, support. No, it's not sad that they support traditional marriage. I thought, Alex, wasn't it that they donate to like anti-gay like causes or something, or like gay conversion therapy,
like conversion camps?
I have not seen any proof of that.
Here,
I'll Google
look it up
it.
As you're
Let Liv fact check it real quick.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Because traditional marriage. That's that's great. That's fantastic. I just think for everyone, everything is good. But there are some LGBTQ people that, if they are just supporting that, they feel like they're not being supported. So that's why, LGBTQ people don't like to go to Chick-fil-A. But to me, I feel like whether I go or not, their CEO, whatever billionaire, is still going to contribute his $1 million to whatever
in 2012, they came out and they said, our intent is to leave the policy debate over same-sex marriage to the government in the political arena. And they have done things as of recently. They were on the front lines with the Orlando Pulse shooting. They were out there and they were providing food to all the people donating blood to help the survivors. They were donating food and stuff on a Sunday, which they're supposed to be closed to police officers that were working that. So when people say that Chick-fil-A is discriminatory towards gay people, there has been absolutely no valid point or proof of that. They never ever turn anyone away. There's been absolutely zero instances of them turning away someone that if you came in with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or anything like that. They've never done that. And they always step up to help people regardless. They have personal beliefs, I think, in traditional marriage, but that doesn't mean that they are discriminatory.
Let's talk to Lenny Bree. He's our technical producer. We're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9 and in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Lenny, what did you want to say, bud?
Yeah, so a few months back, I got some Chick-fil-A and went to one of my friend's house who happens to be gay, and he flipped out. He said that they donate money to like people who go to Africa and purposely kill gay people, and they support that. And then, so I have a Chick-fil-A Black Card.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'd have to see, because I'm not saying that's true or not true. I've never seen that. I'd have to see that. Like I said, the thing that their friend's talking about.
And my boyfriend, Chase, he doesn't like he doesn't go to Chick-fil-A.
Really? So he won't go?
No.
I believe, like, everybody, whether you, people think you're right or wrong, I totally support standing up for what you believe in. Like, that's the greatest thing. Like, you can believe what you want, whether you're a genius or you're a total dummy, and there's no, I mean, you're not going to get killed for it. Other places, you get killed for your beliefs.
They also, this is all, any donations that they gave to organizations that were supportive of traditional marriage, they stopped donating to any of those organizations after 2012.
I heard that as well, but then I heard someone like was digging into tax info again and saw that they donated again in like 2018.
But I mean, the thing is that we have the freedom. It's a capitalist country. We can support organizations and give our money to businesses that may or may not support causes we believe in, and we don't have to shop there or go there if we don't want to, too.
Haley, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Can you tell us what you think about this?
I mean, I love Chick-fil-A as much as the next person because of their food. But as far as the whole not being discriminatory towards, you know, the LGBTQ community, I work with a friend of mine, and she used to work at Chick-fil-A, and one of her best friends that worked with her actually got fired from Chick-fil-A because they found out that she was bisexual, and they would not give her a reason as to why they fired her.
I think that's actually legal in some states. Like, you can, like, do
fire
that.
Without cause.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know that it's...
I'm not trying to be rude. She could absolutely be right. But also, how do you know that's really why they fired her? It could have been anything. I mean, it could have been she doesn't show up on time. She doesn't do her job very well. I mean, it could be anything. If they didn't explicitly say that is why, can we really say for sure that's why?
But wouldn't you think that if she did get fired because she didn't show up to work, she showed up late, or she wasn't good at her job,
they'd give you
they
that
would
reason.
Tell you? Don't you think?
I don't know. That's
what
I'm asking.
You're fired. You can never come on time. Like, we can't take it anymore. Like,
because they're definitely
our employees. To
I
be
eat
here
at Chick-fil-A every day, so I'm very familiar with the staff at all the local Chick-fil-A's and stuff. And I know of a few that there are openly. You can tell. I mean, they're openly gay working there. So obviously they have jobs.
Well, I also don't think you can say that you can tell they're openly gay just because they might, you know, have some stereotypes. If they don't explicitly tell you, they might not be out just because I know people.
Well, yeah, they may not be out.
Okay, so I looked it up and it says that, yes, the CEO, Dan Cathy's opposition to same-sex marriages still help funding organizations that oppose LGBTQ groups, including conversion camps. So he apparently, yeah.
But not since 2012.
No. This article was written in 2019. This article was written in March. So it goes on. I mean, I didn't read the whole, but yeah, so he still
this company came out with a statement in 2012 that says, we have ceased donating. We are leaving this up to public discourse and politics. We're not going to be donating to any organizations or whatever.
It said, in 2017, donations and the anti-LGBTQ bias of the organization that received Chick-fil-A funds as reason why the proposed 7-year deal should be revoked. So apparently they had a deal that went revoked because there was 2017 donations made in 2017.
I saw a similar article.
This is just what the article is saying. This is an opinion.
Someone in their personal life wants to donate to a cause for certain things that they believe in for their religious reasons, if they are treating people with kindness and love and serving others, I mean, there's no examples of them being discriminatory. So that's why I'm saying, like, just choose not to go there if that really bothers you that much, that they're with their personal money they want to donate to these
things. The original question is, why do I go there?
So. Right.
And it's for the food.
Yeah.
But the people that have a problem with you doing it, they don't have to go.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, Pork Chop's choice is his choice. My choice is my choice. I mean, at the end of the day, you get to. I like that people ask questions and that we're so open. We will share wherever we're from our perspective. I mean, we're even divided on stuff on the show, but that's cool. We're allowed to have our opinions.
I mean, at the end of the day, this may be an unpopular opinion, but guess what? It's a chicken sandwich. That's all it is. It's a chicken sandwich, and it's freaking good.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U. M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
You know, the one bad thing about lying is you have to remember the lie. And God forbid if somebody checks on that lie, it could burn you just like this person. A dispatcher in Arizona lied about her father dying so she could get time off of work. You don't lie about a family member dying. What if they do die?
That's messed up.
You jinx that. You can lie about, like, oh, I have a pet squirrel. Rocky, he died. Oh, no. But not dad or mom. The woman gave her supervisor fake documents. I mean, she really went on, like, all in on this one, saying that her father died and was cremated out of state. She then took a week off of work. Her supervisor...
A week? Wow.
Her supervisor obviously is thorough or doesn't like her, doesn't believe her. Actually researched the cremation company and found out her claim was fake.
Okay, that's on another level.
That's where you know your boss hates you. Like,
maybe he was trying to find a place to deliver flowers. Maybe that's why.
Okay, could be. That's actually a good idea right there. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. What's the information? Oh, don't worry about it. No, I'll find out myself. Either way, it was fake, and the woman's father was alive. She was arrested, charged with forgery and fraudulent schemes. The woman has since resigned from her job and faces possible prison time.
Oh my gosh, it's not even worth it, dude.
No, way to go, you big dummy. That's your Dummy of the Day here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
We are the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, thank you so much for checking us out. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can find me, Joe, Alex, the Web Girl, Pork Chop. You want to follow all of us? You can do that. Everything, by the way, too, is at joeandalexshow.com. I got to cue up some music for this. Hang on a second. Who doesn't love themselves some Cher? How old is she, like 70, 72?
Yeah, she's in her 70s.
I wouldn't say she's like hot, but she looks amazing.
Well, I never knew what she looked like when she was younger because, I mean, she's old and I've only ever known her as like an older woman.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I saw a picture of her when she was young. She was smoking hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't remember Sonny and Cher?
No.
Well, that's way before your time. But I got you, babe. Do.
She
well,
is very pretty.
The reason I bring it up is not because, you know, I believe in love and all that good stuff, but Cher is demanding that after her death, her body should be frozen and preserved.
Ooh.
She's kind of crazy like the Disney guy. Didn't he want to do that or had his head saved or something?
Supposedly, Walt Disney is frozen.
A source close to the singer Cher says she has recently become obsessed with researching cryogenics. She's figured she'd worked so hard with both doctors and sticking to a healthy lifestyle to look decades younger than she is. Why not continue that when she's gone? After slowing down on performances and grieving the loss of her husband, Cher underwent some treatments in Germany and is dedicated to staying fit after her death. Okay, let's say this actual technology came around, because they obviously don't have it working just yet. Alex, let's say you're great, you're successful, all the stuff, but you do die. Would you want to be frozen and hopefully that technology would come along and we could unthaw you?
Sure, but just, you know, forget about all that. It's probably really expensive. Just set me in your freezer in the garage.
I don't think that's the same thing. You're going to have a lot of frostbite. Your skin's not going to look good. Live the web, girl.
Yeah.
They can bring you back eventually one day. Would you want to try to see if that would happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you just want to die?
I mean, I'm not really that scared of death, but I mean, life is pretty lit, so I'd probably choose that over death, you know, if I had the choice.
Pork Chop, are you like the ladies here? Like, you'd actually want to be frozen, and then, like, if they could bring you back one day, have you thaw out, and you're in a totally possible different world than you don't even recognize? You're like, what the heck happened?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't care what happens to me after I die. If, you know, you want to cremate me or put me in a casket, or if you want to freeze me and use me for science or something.
All right, what about our guy Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 radio? Now, I feel like you are totally about this.
Dude, no, that's the scam.
How is it a scam?
Like, okay, so they know that by the time the people running that are dead, that's when the technology is going to be out. So, like, you'll go over there and pay so much money to be frozen, and they'll just, like, inject... what's that stuff called? They'll inject like dry ice into you, and
Whoa.
Then you'll just die. And then by the time they're dead, then the technology comes out, but nobody cares anymore. You
but
know?
It's Ooh. Too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
So do you think it's a conspiracy just to get money, or do you think these people actually do want to bring people back?
Oh, it's not even a conspiracy. It's
they're harvesting
just straight up
organs.
A scam.
They want to harvest the organs.
So if it wasn't a scam, let's say it's not, let's say it's a great world and it happens, does Lenny want to come back? I mean, look at how hard you've worked to get in shape and to build up your brand and sell your merchandise for incredible deals online. I mean, do you want to come
apricot
back, Lenny?
Apricot seeds. Apricot seeds.
That's what you want to come back as?
No. No, that's the secret to immortality.
Oh.
Is it really? Apricot yep. seeds. Why? What do they do?
The inside of apricot seeds has a little bit of, well, people say it's cyanide, but it's not. I've eaten so many apricot seeds.
Just for the record, listen to the Joe Knox Show. Don't do this, because if you do die, I'm not going to jail.
Apricots are edible.
Then do it on your own. I'm going to say it'll kill you, just in case it does kill you. Don't do it. You could die.
You know what's even more interesting than this whole being frozen thing after you die is giving your body to the body farm.
Oh, what is that?
You guys have never heard of the body farm?
Is that no. I've heard of like donating your body to science.
So it is sort of like that. But
I would do that, but they cannot make fun of my junk.
They don't rip you open and take your organs and all that stuff. There's a giant farm in Knoxville, Tennessee. There's also one in Texas. I can't remember where in Texas, but it's a giant farm where you donate your body when you die, and they put your corpse in all these different situations, in trunks of cars, and it's acres and acres and acres of stuff, under trees, in shade, in hot beating sun, in water, submerge you in water. They do all these things, and basically, it helps people, law enforcement and stuff, study decomposition at various levels.
Some people
interesting.
Some, if you're you know, half of your body is there. What? How fast does a body decomp if it's just your torso, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
That's a hard pass.
All these different things.
That's
crazy. But people can even request, if you want your body to be donated to the body farm, because this helps true crime, it helps detectives, it helps FBI investigators, evidence analysts, all these different people. Yeah, in law enforcement, it helps them solve crime when they can, like, study decomp and all this stuff at all these different levels. And so people that are interested in this, when they donate their body, sometimes they'll call the receptionist at the body farm, which you can do, and they will ask her, hey, I want to donate my body when I die. Here's my name and information. I really want to be the person in the car. I really want to be under a tree.
Alex, are you donating your body?
Well, I haven't decided yet if I want to do this. I've been thinking about it because I love true crime and all that kind of stuff. But you should Google the body farm. It's fascinating.
When I die, all I request is I'm cremated and my ashes are spread over Kris Jenner's grave.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do for you. That's there, Liv, okay? We'll try our best. Well. That's going to do it for the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. But the fun doesn't stop. As a matter of fact, we've got your chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets, except for Liv the Web Girl.
Stop.
You got to buy yours. I'm sorry. Call number 9, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. You call now, get through number 9, you win. Alex, what do you got going on this weekend?
I'm
going
to be at Brothers tonight. You can come see me and win Carb Night tickets. Woo-hoo! 9 to 10 p.m. Brothers in Broad Ripple, I should say. So come hang out with me, Brothers Broad Ripple, from 9 to 10 p.m.
That's my neck of the woods. I might actually swing on by.
Yeah, so you can come. We can have some drinks. I'll probably hang out after that,
too. I wonder if I'm allowed. I've been into Brothers in Broad Ripple once, but I was drunk and they kicked me out.
Did they really?
I tried to sneak in through the gate. It was a cop that kicked me out. It
wasn't. Are you serious?
Brothers. Yeah, I was.
Why
really...
didn't you ever tell this story?
I don't like to talk about all my drunk escapades in Broad Ripple.
That's a little aggressive to kick you out just for walking through the gate entrance.
Well, that's what the cop did. So I appreciate men and women in law enforcement. I'm sure I was pretty annoying. I'm not saying I'm innocent, but the cop was pissed.
He's probably just a fan of another radio show in town or something.
Mm, that could be it, too.
Yeah, gotta love that Bob and Tom. All right, Liv the Web Girl, what's going on with you this weekend?
I am actually going to be out in Broad Ripple, too, tonight. The owner of Piano Bar, I'm, like, friends with my boyfriend and, like, all of his friends. We're all friends with him. And so it's his birthday. We're celebrating it tonight. So I'll be out in Broad Ripple doing that. And then tomorrow, my brother and sister, or my brother-in-law and my sister are going to be in town. And they're going to be meeting my boyfriend's family for the first time. So I'm really excited.
You better share that on air if things go haywire.
Oh, I will.
And Pork Chop, you're actually heading back to Michigan, right?
Well, no, actually. I'm going to be in Broad Ripple, too.
What is going on?
I said you were driving for 6 hours.
Well, I know. I'm just going to get some Chick-fil-A first. And then I'm driving five hours up to Michigan because I'm DJing a wedding this weekend. Yeah, I'm DJing my friend's wedding. And it's weird, though, because I haven't DJed a wedding in... like 7 months.
As long as you don't do what I did, unless they're a gay couple, because I messed it up with a straight couple and I said, please welcome for the first time Mr. and Mr. Yules.
Oh, no.
And poor Shara's dad would not let that one live down to this day. So that's cool. I'm not going to go see my mom and grandma because they're 4 hours away, but I look forward to talking to them and catching up and spending time with my wife. I actually have a big plan for her. And you know what? It happens. I didn't realize it. I scheduled it for Mother's Day. What a big dummy. I didn't even realize it. There'll probably be a lot of moms where we're at. But she doesn't know. But it's a surprise. It's something I'm supposed to do in my relationship, and that's what I'm trying to do, being a better husband.
She's a dog mom, so it plays.
There you go. Our dogs are gone this weekend, though. They're still that alpha canine. We're trying to get them in order. So hopefully they'll...
Good for you. Are they going to get rid of their rabies? Is that, can that be curable?
Okay. I'm going to let it go off my back like water on a duck. Hey, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get the heck out of here. So Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.